Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Mike. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through John 4, 50 to 54. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. John 4, 50 to 54. Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the word or phrases that you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, take a moment in your own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through His Word. Consider now how we practice John 4, 50 to 54 in our everyday living. How is this passage of Scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way that you can apply this Word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's Word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.